From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The bodies of more victims from the shot-down Malaysian passenger jet will return to the Netherlands today. 40 bodies were returned yesterday. They were received by the Dutch king, queen, and prime minister, among other dignitaries. Meanwhile, international monitors are getting into the plane's debris field in eastern Ukraine. NPR's Corey Flintoff is there.
One of the problems here is that this site has been unsecured for quite a long time, and some of the main wreckage has been wide open. It looks like personal belongings of the passengers have been moved around. There's some evidence of suitcases being opened. There's some possibility that there's been looting going on. Observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe have said that it was their impression that some of the evidence has been moved around.
NPR's Corey Flintoff. Observers also say that some human remains are still in the debris field. Fighting continues between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza. Palestinian health officials say at least 718 Palestinians have been killed in the recent conflict. More than 30 Israelis have been killed, all but two of them soldiers. The FAA has lifted a nearly two-day ban on American air carriers from traveling to Israel's international airport. The FAA had banned U.S. flights after a rocket from Gaza landed about a mile away from the airport. Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
The FAA says it lifted the ban after consulting with U.S. government officials to assess the security situation in Israel and measures the Israeli government is taking to protect civil aviation. It says the agency will continue to monitor the, quote, very fluid situation around Ben-Gurion Airport and said it would take additional actions as necessary. A spokeswoman for Israel's international airport said U.S. Airways will renew its flights to Israel. Other U.S. air carriers have not yet announced renewed service. Nearly all departures and arrivals by international carriers Thursday morning were still canceled. Israel had criticized the ban, while Hamas called it a victory. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
Officials with the Algerian National Airlines say one of its passenger flights has vanished from radar in Africa. The Air Algérie plane had taken off from Burkina Faso. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer has ordered a review of the state's execution protocol. Arizona executed convicted murderer Joseph Wood yesterday by lethal injection, a process that is not supposed to take long, lasted for about 2 hours. Reporters who witnessed the execution say Wood gasped hundreds of times for breath. But witness Jeannie Brown did not find the execution cruel. Wood murdered her father and sister in 1989.
It's been a long 25 years. Horrible 25 years. What I saw with him being executed is nothing to the day it happened.
Opponents of the death penalty have raised new questions. This is NPR. Officials in Iraq say as many as 60 people have been killed in an attack on a prisoner convoy today north of Baghdad. More than 50 prisoners were killed in the attack, along with several guards. No one has claimed responsibility for today's attack. A bill requiring transparency by politically active nonprofit groups has met with united opposition from Republicans. This came Wednesday at the first Senate hearing on what supporters call the Disclose Act. NPR's Peter Overby says the disclosure requirement would apply to funders of $10,000 or more.
Nonprofit groups are now powerful players in elections, but the usual disclosure laws don't cover them. Senator Angus King, an independent from Maine, said political transparency is good for democracy.
No one's allowed to speak in a Maine town meeting with a bag over their head. Who the speaker is part of the information, and that's the purest form of political speech in our country today.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said disclosure would chill donors' free speech.
Let me be blunt. This proposal is little more than a crude intimidation tactic masquerading as good government.
Since 2010, two other versions of the Disclose Act have failed. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
A teenaged pilot from Indiana trying to fly around the world has died in a plane crash. 17-year-old Harris Suleiman died when his aircraft crashed off the island of Pongo Pongo in American Samoa. His father is also missing. Suleiman was trying to become the youngest pilot to fly around the world in a single-engine airplane. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.